ACR Health Prevention Services in Syracuse is looking for ways to reduce HIV and hepatitis C infection rates in New York State prisons. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
According to federal statistics, prison inmates have the highest rate of HIV in New York than any other state. And many of those inmates are also co-infected with hepatitis C. To fight that, the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS has a campaign that emphasizes public awareness, education, and access to testing and treatment. Commission President C. Virginia Field says it's important to control these diseases in prison because these inmates eventually will find themselves back in their home communities. Does it work?
You know, none of us can determine that. We can only make sure that people are educated and having gone through the problems that most of them probably would have gone through, that would be enough. But can we guarantee that? Absolutely not.
Field says part of the problem is sometimes drug abusers go back to bad habits, using dirty needles or sharing drug paraphernalia. She also says hepatitis C doesn't show any symptoms for many years and then turns up as a chronic disease later in life. So much of the education is now aimed at baby boomer populations. Field spoke at a Breaking Barriers Summit in Syracuse, spurred by the high number of inmates infected with these diseases. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.